Laura Grace Weldon. Four poems by Laura Grace Weldon. Everything? Anything? Find everything you're looking for? A clerk asks. And I say, I'm still looking for world peace. Can I get you anything else? A nurse asks. And I say, yes, a safe haven for refugees. For a millisecond, their faces soften as they take a deep breath of imagining, then laugh or shake their heads or commiserate. For a few minutes, we might even discuss our planet's highest possibilities. Maybe that deep breath, that imagining, is a starting place. Asterisk, 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 asterisk. Post Hasek, ergo propter Hasek. With a twitch of her nose, Samantha could halt sickness, visit other realms, reverse time. Instead, she chose to pass as a mortal housewife, folding laundry, planning dinner parties. At 9, I saw better uses for her powers. Fervently twitched my nose, yet couldn't end the war in Vietnam, couldn't even make out blurry assignments on the blackboard. Now I'm 9 times 6, and if I could, I'd cast a spell over this planet. Greed would be erased, stories heard, courage shared, wildness celebrated, love revealed as the real magic. Wishing hasn't made this happen. Yet since Bewitched began, baby girls have been named Samantha more than any time in history. No nose twitches reported. But Earth sees more girls educated, more women elected, more laws respecting our rights. Summoning will, that's what women called witches have always used to birth a better reality. Today, they are everywhere. They pass as your sister, your mother-in-law, your Facebook friend, your own glorious self. Asterisk, 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 asterisk. Earthbound. Are we supposed to settle for a planet lagging behind our expectations? We want reversible time? Admission into past or future? Easy as changing our minds. We want teleportation so we can zip anywhere for the afternoon? Maybe Iceland or Argentina? Where we'll make new friends? Agree to meet up for lunch next week in Greece? On only an hour's break? We want to get past greed and suffering and war. Enough already. And death? That's awfully primitive for souls with so much left to learn. That said, this planet does a lot right. Birds, for one. Water in all its perfect manifestations. Those alive poems called trees. The way a moment's glance can reveal a kindred spirit, which we all are, really. The oneness between self and everything is this planet's secret, kept imperfectly. That's more than we might expect. Although time travel would be nice. Originally published in Writing for Peace Annual Journal. Asterisk, 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 asterisk. Clarion reminder. The powerful provoke the powerless to push against one another. Their power grows by keeping us in all kinds of prisons. Yet we are not powerless. Remember the black bear roaming Clarion County, Pennsylvania? Its head trapped a month or more in a metal-ringed pail? Her months. Remember those who chased it for hours? Grabbed it in a perilous embrace? Carefully sawed loose those tight bonds? Imagine what they felt as the bear ran free into the woods. Imagine, too, the bear. Originally published in Writers Resist.